And you know what else there would be none of? The oat milkers.
None.
No oat milkers.
You're not going to see it.
Only dairy daddies.
Only dairy daddies.
Absolutely. Hey, anybody there?
What's up, Dad Hat Crew, and welcome to another episode of the Dad Hat Chronicles podcast. This week, Amy and I, we finish our conversation regarding the Let's Build a Minor League Baseball Museum in North Carolina. That is not the working title, guys. I just had to come up with the title, so I guess that'll be it for now. Anyways, we talked about some more features that'll be going on in the museum. Some of the things that I want, for example, a studio. Listen, we go off topic a lot as well. This is how it usually goes between Paul and I when we are having conversations. So just hold on. And by the way, this might be my shortest episode just because of it's just chapter one in our journey into creating, bringing to life this dream of Paul and I. So, guys, without further ado, I give you the episode.
Wait, say that again?
The Dairy Daddies play on the Field of Creams.
That's right. So we will call it the Field of Cream.
Yeah, the Dairy Daddies are willing to sponsor. Let's get Austin on the horn here.
Oh, how the Sack Puppets have a t-shirt, you know, because of their alternate team. That's like, you know, doggy style.
I had not seen that.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, go on their website. You'll see the t-shirt.
That's funny.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So there you go. Okay, so there's that.
All right.
So we will have to contact these companies. We're a football company. We will contact as many teams as possible, work with the city, and man.
So, I mean, here's the thing. You and I already have teams that just, like, reach out to us and say, can we please send you some things?
Yes.
So, like, imagine if we had, like, an actual museum where these things were going to be on display. We'd have to have rotating exhibits.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The Trenton Thunder sent me a lunchbox.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was maybe, like, a little backpack. And then it was a Trenton. It was from their, it had their pork rolls alternate identity.
That's amazing.
It was pretty great.
Well, we're going to make this a reality, man.
I'm telling you, the Minor League Baseball Museum in Durham, North Carolina, next door to Dame's Chicken and Waffles. Okay, now I'm pipe dreaming.
Yeah, man, it has to be. I need you to calm down. But that's, you know, obviously you got to have a exhibit of based on food identities.
Right. Yeah, you could have whole exhibits just based on, you know, the Copa, I guess the marble.
I guess we could do marble.
You know, but the food base, like the food frenzy, like that's a story right there, right? Like the food frenzy alternate identities wasn't an organized plan by these teams. It just became like this phenomenon. It just sort of, you know, with the Lehigh Valley cheesesteaks and the Fresno tacos were right around the same time. And there's like a whole battle as to which one, you know, was first, which one really set the precedent. I'm sorry, I don't think it was the cheesesteaks. I think it was their bacon. So the Iron Pigs claim that they started the food frenzy, and the Fresno Tacos claim that they started the food frenzy. And so, there, you know, we could have like researchers, like
we do a documentary, like a 20-minute documentary on the battle of the food identities,
like an investigation, true crime.
Oh my god, dude, that would be amazing! Having that podcast series, that, you know, 3-episode series, you know, like on, you know,
what are the controversies?
Yeah.
Remember when we got those isotope lunch boxes?
I still have mine.
Yeah, love those. Or the should do those retro lunch.
Yeah,
retro, the pill. The panel one with the little. Oh yeah.
We have one from the isotopes game, and then I have a friend who gave me one from the Corpus Christi Hooks with their mascot. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm telling you. You guys keep talking about this. We're gonna make this a reality. Now all we need is
funders.
Secure our funding to do this, so we can both leave our jobs and start working on this full time.
Here's what we got to get Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys on the horn here, because we
almost just went
for the second time. The, you know, like I think about like the Southern Negro Leagues Museum that is like literally adjacent to the Birmingham Barons ballpark.
Yeah,
you know, I wonder if there's a way, you know, picturing the Durham Bulls, you know, sort of that area where they play there. I'm wondering if there's a way that you could put something like this, like either adjacent to or you know, very close to the Durham Bulls ballpark.
Paul, you know, I've been looking for a reason for me to have a career change in my life.
Here you go.
And then we're talking about, it's funny that like, I just brought it up out of nowhere, you know, and you're like, did you know that I was actually thinking about doing this? So when things like this happen, right, Harper Media was born.
That's true, right?
That was true because we were both thinking about
it. We were just like, you know what we should do?
Right. This is exactly how that happened.
Yep. It was true. It was a conversation like this. And it was just like, I remember I was just like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, you see like those podcast networks out there and it's like, yeah, we should do a podcast network. And then also the name happened right away too, right?
Yeah.
Like it was just like, we'd call it something like, I don't know, like Kurt Brim Media.
And I think you said it and I was like, yes, that's it.
I think I said the Curved Brim Podcast Network.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, like something like that. And then you came back with, how about Curved Brim Media?
Brim Media. Actually, I cannot take full credit for that.
It was Darla. Most of your good ideas.
Yeah, 99.9999% of the good ideas come from my wife. Well, yeah, because then I had to remold them into.
There.
You see how I twisted that right there? You like that?
It's collaborative.
Oh, no, of course. What's mine is hers, and what's hers is hers. So it's totally okay. So, not a big deal.
That's funny.
But the museum, it's a great idea.
Yeah,
but we gotta have the a studio in there, a podcast / like radio show or whatever,
right?
Studio, so right, they can, you know, it's accessible so people can see it.
And like everyone in CBM could like book time. You'd be like, okay, this is when I record my studio, when I record my podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Have a sound engineer the whole night.
We'd have to have a podcast for the museum itself.
Oh.
And put it out more frequently than we have put out, say, the Brockmire Rewatch podcast.
I'll take full responsibility for that. But that's a great idea.
A museum podcast, right?
A museum podcast. Yeah. The museum itself, you know, putting events in there, inviting, you know, teens and all that, you know, having it be sponsored. And
yeah. What if, all right, Ed, hear me out here.
Okay.
What if we started that podcast like in advance of the opening of the museum? Like what if, like, once we actually like put a formal plan together for establishing this museum,
okay,
we start a podcast.
Yes.
About the process of putting together the museum.
Oh, like, and an actual documented,
like we're documenting the process of,
okay, so this week this is what's going on. This is what's Paul, yes, you're a genius. Listen, I'm telling you, and within our network, like our media company, right?
Yeah.
We have people that, you know, have experience in, obviously, in doing the actual behind the scenes things. I'm pointing to you, right? Then we have people that do historians.
Yeah.
That are historians that do history.
Yeah.
Right? That, you know, we have a great company that we work with. I don't know, Baseball Mapper. You know, I mean, so we have already these people that we have access to that could generally be like, yeah, let's do this. Absolutely.
I'll bet you that Anna, with her web design expertise, and Cody, with his programming expertise from Baseball Mapper, would be really good at putting together like the self-guided audio tour that you enact with the QR code.
100%.
Yeah.
Listen, but we have to do paper tickets.
Right. Because they're souvenirs. You put your interpretive messages on there. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is great.
By the way, we're getting up into it a little bit here.
I've been noticing it. Yeah. So the Indian Hills interns, you know, and all that.
Yeah. We are for just to document this, we're taking a slightly longer route to Albuquerque than if we were just driving straight on I-25. You're getting a phone call, Amy. Just so that we can come up into the mountains a little bit. There's some
beautiful view.
There's some pretty striking views along this route here. So right now we're kind of in the foothills right now. We're not up in the snow cappers, But
it's gorgeous.
But this is, yeah, this is beautiful country right here.
Oh, man, this is going to be great.
This town of Conifer, I think right now we're at about 8,000 feet of elevation.
Do we also have a wall dedicated to, like, stickers and, like, you know, that people can bring their own and just...
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah. You know? Or you know what you do? You put, like, the steel girders, like you would have at a ballpark.
Yeah.
Put them up, like, all throughout the museum, and people could put their stickers.
Yeah, I was like, please do.
On the right, the Philadelphia has, like, a children's museum called the Please Touch Museum. I don't know if it survived COVID, actually. It seems like a uniquely bad idea post-COVID. But there is, you know, I've been thinking of the Please Touch Museum as we were talking about, like, the hats, and people could take them down and, like, deal with them and whatnot. That idea right there. Like, so you get these steel girders and let people put stickers all over them. The other thing, how about an interactive multimedia where you can put on a little headset?
Okay.
And we have it set so that you can select different ballparks. And you're wearing the virtual reality goggles.
Yeah.
And you could be like, put me in the middle of... And so we could have the teams, any team that's willing to do it, go out there and shoot 360 photos or video, and you can experience, you know, any number of ballparks out there in the world through these VR headsets.
Can we have, and we, I'm saying can we, but I know we will, a hat wall, but like not just any hat wall, right? Like an actual like massive one with their teams sending their road hat or home hat, and then having it being displayed.
I think not only a wall, I think you would have to do like library shelf, like rows of that. Like,
yes.
You're just walking up and down, because there's going to be so many of these hats, right? Like, so you've got to do it. You've got to do that in such a way that like people can like walk in and they're walking up and down these like rows, because it's, you know, you like, when you say that, like, I picture a room where you walk in and there's like, you know, it's like Eric Merton's living room.
Yeah.
But
his living museum.
Right. But there's going to be so many of these hats. Like, I mean, even Eric, just in his personal collection, you know, has taken up so much space in his home with those, that like a museum where like I'm imagining, think about like Pat Larson's collection. Like, how would you display all of those hats? Like, when you think of the sheer number of hats that he has, the other way to do it would be like to put them in something that like rotates, so that like you just get in there and you can like spin the wall around or something and keep seeing them. But that would be like a way to get some interactivity going.
Now, we are basing this thing on strictly minor league, right? So there would be no Major League Baseball.
No Major League Baseball.
Okay, because they have their own place.
They have their own place. And you know what else there would be none of? The oat milkers.
None.
No oat milkers.
You're not going to see it.
Only dairy daddies.
Only dairy daddies. Absolutely. So, this is... Now we also need to figure out, or find someone who could be... Do you know someone that can potentially help us design this place?
Well, it just so happens, Ed Mertens, Eric's dad.
Ed, I am very much honored by you calling him.
It just so happens, Ed Rivera, that this is my background. This is how I got into the world that I'm in right now, is through graphic design, not logo design, but like exhibit design, layout, signage. That's my wheelhouse right there.
There you go. See, it's just like it's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
I think this is a great idea.
Chapter one. This recording right here.
This is,
mark it down.
Technically, we just started documenting the museum.
We did. We did. The Minor League Baseball Museum. Coming to a Durham near you.
Yes.
2028.
This could be this is more of can be and will be more of a reality than we both are really, you know, thinking.
You know, I think the investors for such a thing are out there. We got to do a capital campaign and a Caputo campaign.
Let's just do a grassroots campaign, you know.
Yeah.
Start, you know, well, this is the beginning of it, right? The podcast, and then just start blasting it everywhere, talking about it, you know, and let's see, where this leads us.
The last time I talked about this much with this much enthusiasm was before you and I really knew each other. So now I feel like we've actually got the mechanisms in place to make this
happen. That is a great way of putting it. Yeah, we really do have all the mechanisms. You know, it's just now starting to get going on this because obviously we need to come up with the actual plan itself, right? Sit down, think about it, business plan and all that.
Yeah.
Then bring it to potential donors and people that would like to invest in this and who is interested in what can be done.
And we just got to get like the nicest people in the world on our board of directors. The board will have to be like Eric Mertens, Pat Larson, Anna.
100%.
I almost drove off the side of the road. No, we're okay now.
No, we're good now. Yeah. I think this is,
I know, I'm excited. Celebratory fist bump.
Well, boom. So, employee one, employee two.
Here we go. Oh, which one's which?
Employee A, employee 1A, and 1B.
Employee A and employee 1.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. We'll run it. Let's do it. It'll be us. We'll start doing this, and then the possibilities are endless.
I haven't driven up here in a long time, by the way. Amy, you'll be happy to hear me say this. It's actually very pretty up here.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's pretty today.
I love the mountains, all the trees. Yeah, but there's a lot of green trees.
And this grass doesn't really get that green. Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts right now, so I'm...
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm wearing...
So that this is... Yeah.
What's the temperature out in the middle of the
exterior? Exterior temperature 41.
That's not that bad.
Nah. It's...
All three of us have done runs in this temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is... We're going to make this a reality, guys.
I'm loving your enthusiasm, man.
I'm telling you.
We are willing this into existence.
We will. We are still doing this into, because I've been trying to find a way to find I go through, I talk to a therapist and all that, right? And he says, like, it's not about going to work and all that. It's about finding the meaning and the purpose in what you're doing. So, I have a passion for this. We have a passion for this. So this is our purpose. This is our mission to do this, to bring it to the masses.
I think it would be different from anything else that's out there, right? Like,
oh yeah, 100%.
So that's, yeah. And when I first thought of it, I was just like, there's no such thing as a minor league baseball Hall of Fame. And then I was just like, nah, it couldn't be the minor league baseball Hall of Fame. It would have to be like a museum.
Yeah.
And so,
Interactive museum, because I want people to, not just walk around and there's a lot of museums, there's a whole don't touch.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, please do.
Yeah, like, have you been to the Louisville Slugger Museum?
I have not.
That's a cool spot. You'd love, you could spend like 3 days in Louisville, right? Like
I want to get a Dead Hat Chronicles bat.
That's a great idea.
For the Dead Hat Chronicles office.
Yeah. For the Dad Hat Chronicles wing of the...
Of course. But also, I forgot about that. Have multiple gloves at people's disposal to go and play catch outside.
The Ethan Bryan wing.
I love it.
Have a catch call.
And then have, bring him and bring other authors to do a presentation and do a show and talk about the book. And oh my God. we are speaking this into reality. This is what's gonna happen, guys. It's gonna happen. All right, so this is chapter one of the episode of documenting real life documenting of our baseball museum.
Have we only been recording for 20 minutes?
Oh no, this is it stopped for a second and so I had to redo it again.
Oh, I see.
So there was a spot where we stopped for a minute.
I see.
Which is perfect. So all right. We've been going for about an hour.
Okay, I was going to say.
So, I'm at the point where I'm going to need some water because I'm, my throat is so dry.
we got a cooler full of...
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. So, all right, guys. So, chapter one, books. And stay tuned because we're going to make this...
Here you go.
I like it.
Ed, I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Stop it. Stop crying.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Paul, Amy, and I. That was a lot of fun, a lot of dreams, right? But there's a lot that needs to happen in order for us to make this a reality. There's a lot of things that we need to work through, obviously business plan, all the fun stuff, right? All the fun stuff that people like to do. Not me. Anyways, like I said, I hope you guys enjoy that. Make sure you guys are following Paul and Amy on Twitter and all of that fun stuff. I'll put the links on the show notes so you guys can go ahead and follow them. But I also wanted to remind you before we go that the Curveball Media Meetup is going to happen, okay? It's happening on May 24th, 25th, and 26th. We will be here in North Carolina. We will be visiting a bunch of teams, okay? The Holly Springs Salamanders, the Durham Bulls, the Carolina Mudcats, okay? Come with us. Come hang out. Drink some beer. Eat some hot dogs. And have some fun, okay? We might even play some wiffle ball. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Anyways, that's it for the show, guys. Before I go, now the last thing is I got to give you guys the joke of the episode. And here it is. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. All right. I'll see myself out. Until then, guys, keep grinding and always support the minor leagues. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Curved Brim Media Network. Here are some of the other members of Curved Brim Media.
Hi, this is Kelly Robinson, the minor league nerd. My YouTube channel explores the history of minor league baseball teams. More than just stats, we delve into team lineage, sharing stories from current franchises to obscure one-year wonders.
I'm Paul Caputo, and on the Baseball by Design podcast, I talk to minor league baseball teams, designers, and other super interesting people about what these minor league baseball logos mean, and I talk a little bit about ice cream helmets.
What's up, Bucketheads? I'm Anna DiTomaso, and each week on the Baseball Bucket List podcast, I speak with a different fan about their favorite baseball memories, what the game means to them, and what's left to check off on their baseball bucket list.
Hey, everyone. It's Eric from the great state of Kansas.
This is Johnny from the New Orleans Baby Cakes Memorial Museum.
And we are the Earn Fun Average podcast,
where we talk to a variety of guests about their love of baseball and have fun doing it.
America, lower your standards.
Average is what we do best.
This is Patrick.
And Corey.
Of BaseballMapper.com. And we have made an interactive map to help highlight all baseball teams from the majors down to collegiate summer leagues.
We want to bring you closer to baseball. So get on the site and find a team near you today.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Larson from the Minor League Baseball Hat History Series. And in every episode, I go through the history of minor league teams through my personal collection of hats. You can find me on Twitter at PatLarson1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Learn more about Curved Brim Media at curvedbrimmedia.com.